Every year, my family gets together for Thanksgiving. It wasn't always this way. My grandfather, Grandpop, son of immigrants from St. Kitts, grew up in Hell's Kitchen. He dropped out of the fifth grade to help his family during the Depression. He tap danced for pennies in Harlem before moving on to selling heroin. He was arrested and put in prison for drug dealing. And it was there that he learned about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam. And he liked what he saw. Respectable black men in suits and bow ties. The Nation taught black men that they are the natural leaders of not just the race, but of their own communities and of their own families. And they imposed very strict standards of manhood. That's where my relationship with my grandfather got complicated. I loved Grandpa. He made sure that I never felt the shame of being black. He supported my mother, my sister, my brother, myself. And he made sure that I knew what it meant to be a black man, at least by his standards. He would often lecture me about the proper way for a black man to talk or walk, laugh, think, behave. And none of that allowed for anything remotely feminine. As a child, I wanted to please him, so I stopped jumping double dutch. I stopped playing with dolls. I stopped being true to myself. I guess because black men feel emasculated within a white society, we don't often ask ourselves if we can find healthier ways to be men. Instead, we just decided, well, if we're in charge, we'll be okay. For black men like my grandfather, being gay equaled failure at manhood. Being gay certainly wasn't something for black people. When I was about 20, he stopped speaking to me. Absent my grandfather's approval, I had to pry open the scope of other people's limitations so my own black body could live. But one day, my grandfather left me a voice message at work. I don't approve of your lifestyle, but call me. We had not been in contact at that point for 7 years. After he reached out, our relationship changed. His stern appraisals vanished. He often called just to say hi. Once he straight up told me he loved me and that he also liked my partner. To this day, I carry that with me as a shield. Grandpa was 96 when he died in 2014. Maybe in his final years, he came to recognize his vision of blackness that didn't make room for his grandson. For me, it was just as limiting as white supremacy. Until then, he hadn't seen me for all that I am. His old definition of blackness pushed me to the bottom the way white America does. And in the end, I guess he wasn't having any of that.